Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you joined us because our good buddy Andrew Sherman is back with us. Andrew is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's been a steadfast supporter of all the things that you and I both do for many, many years. Andrew's an attorney, and we love him anyway. And the author of a couple of dozen books, including the new book, which I think is probably his most favorite, Road Rules, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. And also one of his first books is Franchising and Licensing, which is still the Bible on franchising and licensing. And he's a partner with Jones Day Law Firm, and he's our good friend, Andrew Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim. I was just... And I've been checking out some of the stuff you've been doing and writing lately, and I figure we don't need Joe the plumber when we've got Jim the advocate.
That's exactly right. I'm glad somebody recognizes that, Andrew. I appreciate that. Andrew, what's now? You and I have been through a lot together, including some partnership changes for you. And yes, and you're with Jones Day now. Yeah, that's since we talked last, you've moved to another law firm.
I have. Effective February 1st, I became a partner at Jones Day after four wonderful years at Dickstein. It's a great firm. But what we realized was that as most of our business began to be truly global, we needed to be at a law firm that was truly global itself. It's very difficult, as you know, to do business in many countries where you don't have a physical presence, where you don't have partners and resources and contacts. And, you know, it's almost a lesson for the listeners as to if you're truly committed to being global, you've got to really take a look at, you know, what legs on the ground and feet on the street do you have in that country that you can rely on. And with 35 offices around the world and in all the major capital markets, we just opened in Mexico City. You know, we're really, there's nine offices just in Asia. It's a really amazing place. I've been fascinated by all the resources that the firm brings to the table.
Well, and you know that you make an excellent point there, Andrew, and it fits perfectly with the work that I've done over the years with the Department of Commerce, the commercial services division of the Department of Commerce, who, as you know, have 120 or so offices across the United States, and have you know, dozens and dozens, well, I guess hundreds probably, of offices around the world, who probably next door to your law firm offices, and they're small business owners, marketing, feet on the ground representatives out there. And so having that kind of support from a marketplace standpoint, you know, it's something we certainly understand, and it makes sense. What you've recently done makes a lot of sense, because I know that your business is more global. Talk to us about some of the global opportunities you're seeing out there.
Well, if we could just take 1 second, go back to the point you raised, because I do want to get a plug-in for the USFCS and resources like it here in Washington.
Right.
My very first job...
You've been
job
working with them for a long time.
Yeah, my first job in Washington many, many years ago when I was still a law student was at the U.S. Foreign Commercial Service, and so I learned about them as a resource for America's small business early on. And you're right. I mean, in dozens and dozens of countries, there are small business, foreign and commercial officers. They're being paid for with our tax dollars, and their entire job, literally their full-time job description, is to find business and opportunities for U.S.-based companies, including small businesses, in those countries. And yet a lot of small business owners complain, I'd like to go global, but I don't know where to start. Well, heck, we've got a resource that you're paying for.
That's right.
That's working hard every day, and that's their sole mission.
Our good friend Doug Barry is our contact there in Washington, and he keeps us updated on all the capability those guys have. I mean, they can literally set up a video conference with a prospect between you and a person on the other side of the planet.
They can,
with a little advanced work, they can be holding your product, so you can demonstrate to them by video conference without leaving your city.
Exactly. And so back to the question that you asked me, I mean, what I was finding, I think upon my 12th trip to Asia in 15 months.
Andrew, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let that be our cliffhanger. Andrew's going to have a pearl of wisdom, I promise, folks. And he's going to cast it before us right after these messages. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Andrew Sherman is our guest. His book is called Road Rules. I think you're going to like it. Stay with us. Little Heartland music here, ladies and gentlemen. Little John Mellencamp bringing us back. Doesn't get any better than this.
Well, our hearts be like thunder.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to check out my blog. By the way, my blog post today is the truth about taxing those wealthy small business owners. I hope you'll check that out and use and read that and let me know what you think about what I had to say there. You can subscribe to my newsletter there. You can find my knowledge base there. You can listen to archives, read articles, find our Brain Trust members. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. Whatever your topic is, whatever is on your mind, whatever you're frightened about or excited about, we got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the incredible body of work that Andrew Sherman has deposited with us over the years, and he's cast his pearls before us so many times, and he's a partner at Jones Day, a law firm. He's the author of Road Rules and many other books. Andrew, you were just telling us about something that you were learning about. I was asking you about the opportunities, the global opportunities, and you had a thought for us.
Yeah, well, I don't know how many of your listeners have physically been to Asia and tried to do business there, but upon my 12th trip to Asia over 14 months, you know, it really kind of began to occur to me that doing business in Asia is something that you really have to invest time and resources in. There's different cultural concepts about investing in relationship building before business is conducted. It's a lesson that we probably could learn a little bit better here in the States, where we're willing to do business with people after one cocktail party, and then we wind up with situations like Madoff.
Oh, we don't understand why people don't. Yeah. Because hey, Andrew, after all, I've got my quarterly earnings. I got to report here. You know, I can't wait around till next quarter. I live and die by this quarter.
Exactly.
You know, let's go. What's the problem? Let's do business. What's the matter?
And that's probably a topic for a whole other show. Is our lack patience. But what I realized is that if I was really committed to doing business there, I was going to have to either make a very significant investment of time or look to join a law firm that had already made that investment of time and resources, where you could establish relationships there as an American, fly back, but turn those relationships over into the hands of some of your partners that had been there for 10 and 20 and 30 years, or were, you know, native born there. And so I share this not to dwell on my own story, but to use that as insight for listeners in terms of if they're really committed to doing business abroad, understanding what that commitment's all about. It's not just about going online trying to buy your products and services. It's about building, you know, significant long-term relationships that can be very, very mutually beneficial and lucrative.
For example, if you actually had one of those face-to-face video conferencing meetings with somebody in another part of the world, you know, you'd be well advised not to try to close them, not to say how many cases do you want of that, but to say it was, you know, but to be more patient and say it was nice to meet you. We hope you like our product. We look forward to building a relationship with you. What can we do for you now?
That's right. Now,
that gives you miles and miles of credibility when you do that with other cultures, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Now, you had asked me earlier in the show about what am I seeing out there in terms of global opportunities, and I want to make sure I answer that because that's probably something that the listeners are sitting on the edge of their chair. I can all see them in their show pulled up on the edge of their car seat, ready to, you know, fall over if they don't get
Or they're at the kitchen table, pencil lead to tongue, ready to write.
That's right, exactly. And the dilemma that we have today, but I emphasize the word today because business is about medium and long term, is that we are in a truly global recession. So there's no pockets. You know, usually when the U.S. was in a recession, somebody out there was doing well while we were doing bad,
right,
and vice versa. What we've got today, which is unfortunate but true, is that almost every country is hurting in some way. But there is the doctrine of relativity. You look at India, you know, India is in a real economic funk right now because their GDP growth is only going to be between 6 and 8%. You know, I think to myself, man, I know a couple of Americans that would kill for half that right now.
That's right.
And so, you know,
and China's going to be all the way down to maybe 6 or 7 this year.
I know. I mean, I feel horrible for them.
Poor guys. They don't know what to do with that, though, do they?
Yeah. So, you know, when you've got these economies that were growing at GDP growth at 10 to 12% and chugging along, you know, they're dropping in half, but they're dropping in half at some numbers that still smell like opportunity to me for American businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that when it comes to, you know, infrastructure, technology, business services, business expertise, certain types of raw materials, energy and alternative energy. I mean, if you're listening today and you're in any of those businesses, I still think there's a lot to be done in those countries, particularly as things stabilize. And remember what I was saying just a minute ago. It takes time to invest. So if the economy's weak right now, it could take you a couple of years to really establish the relationships to do real business. And what better time to establish those relationships when now, when people are a little less busy?
It might also be, I'm thinking that with things being a little bit more, what's the word I want to use here, desperate in some ways, this would be a really good time, folks, to have a good partner in those countries, either a good law firm, a good accounting firm, the U.S. Commercial Services, let them help you navigate those potentially dangerous waters. Stand by, Tintail, right back with Andrew Sherman after these messages. Stay with us. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Andrew Sherman. His book is called Road Rules: Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. And I think you'll find a lot of yourself in this book, folks. I think you'll enjoy it. And I think it's a good book for 2009, Andrew. I think sometimes some of us feel that we are the squirrel in this global challenged economy we have right now. Sometimes you go. I had a little graphic this thing that I was. I'm not going to say it, but anyway, we feel like we've been run over by a truck. And Andrew, by the way, before we go any further, I want you to tell us how we can contact you.
Well, a couple of ways. In terms of information on the book, check out the book's website, which is bethetruck.com, and my email address for the book is bethetruck@gmail.com. At my new firm, take a moment to look at the jonesday.com website, and my email address there is ajsherman@jonesday.com, and happy to help you with that going global strategy that you talked about before the break.
Absolutely. Andrew, what do you think, leave us with some things that you've seen out there, that you're seeing out there right now. with your customers, with your with the people you talk to, the prospects you talk to, what can we do to help? You know, that we were talking about importing, exporting earlier, and those take time. You said yourself, maybe 2 years. What can we do right now?
Well, that's a great question. Probably a good point for us to wrap up on. And it may, as we always do, lend itself to the topics for the next show. But the about 2 years ago, there was a huge influx of foreign-driven M&A deals.
Mergers and acquisitions.
Yeah, we're coming in and acquiring U.S. businesses and vice versa. And global M&A has slowed down a little bit. But what I am seeing is companies still want to figure out ways to do business together. So if I were listening to today's show and I was a growing company and looking to go abroad, I'd look at some of the strategies like joint ventures, strategic alliances, even business format franchising as a way to begin dipping your toe in the water in the global business without, you know, doing a full-blown merger and acquisition deal. So I think joint ventures, strategic alliances, franchising, we're seeing a fair bit of that right now. And it's interesting.
You say franchising, what do you mean? Obviously, we know what franchising means, but when you say franchising in global economy in the same breath, some people don't understand what that means.
Well, you can franchise your business domestically, or you can franchise it abroad, which is to grant master or area development franchise rights to entrepreneurs in other countries. And so instead of maybe going direct and establishing a business presence, you may want to grant a franchise to an overseas entrepreneur who's going to operate pursuant to your systems and brands and build that up, and then maybe you do something more formal down the road, or vice versa. There's a number of overseas franchisors that have built wonderful products and services that are doing well in their marketplace. They haven't quite come into the U.S. They don't want to invest their own capital in doing so because of the economy, but they're happy to partner with or joint venture with or grant a master franchise with team that's got a game plan.
Right. Well, those are good ideas, and of course you can even just license an idea. License your sometimes when people think of franchising, they think of you actually establishing a franchising presence there, but what you're talking about is just licensing the ability to franchise.
That's right. Maybe do steps.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Last thoughts, Andrew. We got 1 minute left.
I would say that, in terms of going global, think long term. Begin investigating it now. A lot of small business owners and entrepreneurs, you know, the old motto of when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Most of the companies I'm dealing with, they're very optimistic. They are bullish on the long term. They believe in some of the things that are being put in place. They may not believe in all of the particulars. You know, that doesn't mean you have to buy into the stimulus plan 100%. But they do believe that things will turn, and they're positioning themselves now proactively to get ready for that turn. And I would say that beats the heck out of moping around.
I think I agree with you. Folks, opinion or something you definitely, as you know, should be looking into as one of your options. Not either or, folks. It's both and. Andrew, next month is your 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust.
Yeah, I'm looking for that big ass present you promised me.
It's on the way, but first thing we're going to do is invite you back. Thanks, Andrew, for being here. Good job today. Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, always irreverent. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.